For more than a year, Delaware politicians and residents have debated whether there should be a mandate to purchase new electric vehicles in the coming years. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the state's final decision.
Starting with the 2027 model year, 43% of all new cars, SUVs, and light trucks sold in Delaware must be EVs or plug-in hybrids. That percentage will rise to 82% for the 2032 model year. There are no restrictions on used vehicles or heavy trucks powered by gasoline. State Environmental Secretary Sean Garvin and Governor John Carney had originally proposed a mandate of 100% by 2035, but in the end tweaked the plan. Garvin says the mandate will help Delaware reach its goals to reduce greenhouse gases, improve air quality, and stem climate change.
We felt that 2032 and 82% was a good benchmark. Began getting vehicles more available in the state of Delaware than they are now, making it so that our consumers didn't have to go to other states to get those vehicles.
Garvin said strident opposition by Republican lawmakers didn't cause him to scale back the plan.
We didn't feel like we needed to go to 2035 initially to do what needs to be done in making sure vehicles are available and start getting the public health and environmental benefit for the state.
GOP Senator Brian Pettyjohn said he objects to the government, especially a top bureaucrat, making this call. He says the market should power the transition to electric power transportation.
Let it happen naturally. Let it happen when the affordability is there. Let it happen when the infrastructure is there. Don't set an arbitrary timeline and say, okay, we're going to pick this date several years from now that we're going to be there.
Garvin said the mandate will expire in 2032, but can be modified or readopted then. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.